If you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of davening, so you take off your tefillin, you go to the bathroom, and you come back, you have to make a new bracha when you put your tefillin on. That presupposes that one is not allowed to daven while he has to go to the bathroom. So there is a halacha that in general, any time a person feels the need to go to the bathroom, he should try to go to the bathroom as soon as is possible. He should obviously wait till he gets to a bathroom. Covered up rios would indicate that he should make sure that he can get to a bathroom, but as quickly as he can, anytime you have to go to the bathroom, you're supposed to go to the bathroom right away. If you daven, sometimes in davening, you feel like you have to go to the bathroom. So that's why you have to take off your tefillin. We said, if you don't do that, you just hold it in, and you continue to daven. So there is a dispute about whether or not you're even yotzei shmon esrei. If a person had to, let's say, go to the bathroom gedolim, he had to make a bowel movement. So if you daven, really having to have gone to the bathroom, you're not even yotzei davening, you have to actually daven again. If you davened while you really had to go to the bathroom gedolim. Ketanim, if you just really had to urinate and you just held it in, you didn't go to the bathroom, you davened, that's a machlokas. The Mishmur quotes two opinions. I think the Minhag HaOlam is to be makel about that. Generally speaking, if a person can hold it in for 72 minutes, so b'di'evet, everyone would agree in such a case, if you could hold it in for 72 minutes, that you were yotzei davening, you don't have to daven again. If you take your tefillin off and go to the bathroom, and now you come back and you put your tefillin back on, so are you allowed to say Asher Yatzar? So that depends where you are in the middle of davening. If you are after Yishtabach, if you're in the middle of Birkas Kriyashman, you all of a sudden you feel this urge to go to the bathroom, and you take off your tefillin, you go to the bathroom, and you come back, you are not allowed to say Asher Yatzar in the middle of Birkas Kriyashma. You have to wait until after Shmon Esrei to recite Asher Yatzar. What about if you're in the middle of Pesukei DeZimra? So there's a dispute about this. If you're in the middle of Pesukei DeZimra, most poskim say if you're in the middle of a paragraph, at least wait till you get to the end of the paragraph. But at the end of the paragraph of Pesukei DeZimra, one would be permitted to recite Asher Yatzar even in the middle of Pesukei DeZimra. Moshe Feinstein has in a tshuva that his practice was that he would actually wait till after davening. I think there's a risk you'd either forget it or some of the poskim say that you may have to go to the bathroom again. So probably I think the most accepted practice would be that if it's in the middle of Pesukei DeZimra, either wait till the end of a paragraph, or certainly if you wait till after Yishtabach, and in between Yishtabach and Yotzer Or, that's another time the poskim say one would be able to recite Asher Yatzar, or even between the paragraphs. But if it's in the middle of Birkas Kriyashma, one should not recite Asher Yatzar, should rather wait until after Shmona Esrei to recite Asher Yatzar. Everyone should have a great day.